With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of LeBron James, so he's back, baby, after missing 13 games with that foot injury, plantar fascia tear, something. So they lost to the Bulls, which I think is hilarious, 118-108. Bron had a pretty good game, 19-8-3, 30 minutes of play. Came off the bench, actually, which was the first time that he's came off the bench since 2007, which is wild. What's funny, though, was how LeBron described what it took to get him back on the court. Did you see this? He said, according to Bron himself, the first two doctors that LeBron met with told him that he needed to have season-ending surgery. But he didn't believe him. He went to a third doctor, whom he called the LeBron James of foot doctors, and told him, this doctor told him, if he did round-the-clock rehab and training, he could return in time to play out this year. 4 weeks later, he's back on the court. But the LeBron James of foot doctors comment is really getting me. It's really, there's so much to peel back on it. And I thought to myself, oh, the LeBron James of foot doctors, he must mean the most obvious, disprovable liar of foot doctors. Because that's, to me, what LeBron James is. He says such meaningless small lies. If he re-injures his plantar fasciitis or whatever it is, his little foot, little tendon on the bottom of his foot, and he misses the playoffs and has to have surgery in the offseason, which he said he might have to have and he's not going to tell us, that means that is exactly right. The LeBron James of foot doctors is the type of doctor who would just lie about things that they know nothing about. Remember when he said, oh yeah, like I knew that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be an all-NBA caliber player. I just saw him. I knew it. I saw the Migos one time and I knew they were going to be as big as they were. That's this guy, only he is taking LeBron James's health into his hands. Also, like, the fact that LeBron James is not just saying things in third person. He's not calling, oh, yeah, LeBron James is tired today. LeBron James went through a workout today. He's calling someone else and referring to someone else in the third person of himself. Like, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, I went and saw Creed 3. I love that Michael B. Jordan guy. LeBron James of actors. Love that guy. He's really good. It's like, yep. I don't know why he does it. I really was thinking about this because I think now it's on purpose because he's not had one scandal in 20 plus years in the league, right? Not one. Not one thing with his, not one thing with infidelity, not one thing with, I don't know, like going on IG Live with a gun, like not one time that he's been ultra inebriated in public or drunk or high, nothing. Zero. Not in the off season, not in season, nothing. But then he sets these little banana peels out for himself to slip on, like these very weird things that get us to roast him for being one of the corniest people I've ever seen. The dumbest liar I've ever seen. Remember he was running around with, I think it was Malcolm X's book, and he was on the front page for like the entire time he was in the bubble. Said he loved The Godfather, watched it a million times, couldn't find one quote. These are calculated PR moves to make him seem more human. Because otherwise he'd be infallible. I don't understand it. Small comical errors that do nothing really to change his reputation except for to just make him less likable. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Let's move on away from LeBron. I think it's time we talked about the Bulls and Pat Beverly. I do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Didn't want to do it. Didn't think it would amount to much. And over time, we're seeing that the Bulls are better with Pat Bev. So we talked about him last this season. The only reason we talked about him is because he was the worst player in the NBA in terms of plus minus. I think he had the lowest offensive rating in the league. So we talked about that. We made fun of it. He barely played after that. The Lakers moved on from him. You know how that went. We knew that meant he was getting traded at the deadline. That meant he was probably going to get bought out because he was making like $10 million from whoever was going to take his contract on. So Orlando Magic, full circle, said, no, Patrick Beverly is not a player that we want on our roster with this young developing team. They buy him out. So then he signed with the Bulls, but it didn't happen right away. It took a little time. I think it took like 10 days. A lot of people thought the Bulls were going to dismantle their roster, get rid of Vooch, get rid of DeRozan, get rid of LaVine, get rid of Caruso potentially. There were multiple rumors about them just shutting it all down. So then the deadline came, the deadline went, and what did? They acquired Pat Bev. Everyone was clowning the move. Why'd they do it? This doesn't make any sense. And now Patrick Beverly continuing just to show us why we're all wrong. In 15 games that Pat Bev has played as a Bull this year, here are his stats. They're not great. Let me just preface it by saying they're not some sort of all. You're not going to see like he's averaging 17, 7, and 5. That's not where we're going, but he's been impactful. 6, 6, and 4 with 1.5 steals and blocks per game in 30 minutes of playing time. Plus 69 in his time with the Bulls. The Bulls were 10 and 5 when he's played. In those 15 games, they're 10 and 5. They were 7 and 9 leading up to the trade deadline. That is so impactful. They're currently in 10th place, 3 games ahead of the Pacers for the final play-in spot, 1.5 game out of the 8th place, which would give them 2 chances to make the playoffs. This could be the biggest turnaround in the NBA since the trade deadline, which makes Pat Bev potentially the most impactful player at said trade deadline, which is absurd to say, but it actually could be true. A lot of it is about Pat Beverly. All of his teammates have embraced him. People are now reevaluating Pat Bev's time with the Lakers, and they're saying maybe it wasn't Pat Bev. Maybe it was the Lakers. So they ask Pat Bev, what happened? What was going on with the Lakers? And he said, well, yeah, if I'm a spoon, Billy Donovan is using me as a spoon. The Lakers, you know, I was a spoon, and they used me as a fork. So basically, Darvin Ham is trash. That's basically it. If you don't know how to use Pat Beverly when every place that Pat Beverly has gone has made the playoffs and he's been impactful in some way, then it's you, sir. You are the problem. Pat Beverly did the same thing to the Wolves. Every team that he's been playing for, he's brought defensive intensity. Clippers, Houston Rockets, confident swag, a level of annoyance that gets opposing star talent to, I don't know, just get technicals, be irritated, get into fights. Case in point, his revenge game against the Lakers. Did you see this? He had 10 points, 5 assists, easy Bulls win, which is very important. He wanted to knock the Lakers out of the playoffs. He said that. He had an IG post. He said, I am coming to LA. Get your cameras out. And then had a full Charmin, packet of Charmin in his car, meaning the Lakers are Charmin soft. The shit-talking, unbelievable. Scored on LeBron James in this game and gave him the too-small gesture. He gave the too-small gesture to LeBron James. Beverly said, yeah, I do it to everybody. This is just what I do. I have fun. I was getting lost in the game. I was just getting lost in the game. I'm having fun, man. We're not construction workers. We're not guys that have to give up 4 a.m. We're professional basketball players. It's about having fun. That's what we try to do tonight. That's what I try to do tonight. And also, he tried to knock the Lakers out of fucking playoffs because they did him wrong. And that, folks, is Pat Bev in a nutshell. He lightens the mood. He brings the intensity. He gets soft players to be tough players. Him and Alex Caruso together are tremendous. And you know what he always does? Every single time, he always makes the playoffs. Every time. This Bulls team, to me, is a sneaky, dangerous team. They're not going anywhere in the playoffs, but they will be very annoying. They play the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are going to get their hands full of Pat Bev in Jason Tatum's face, in Jaylen Brown's face. And remember, Jaylen Brown has that mask. So who knows what's going to happen there? Remember, he broke Devin Booker's nose in the playoffs. I'm just saying, watch your face, watch your butt around Pat Beverly, because Boston's already lost twice to the Bulls this year by 14 and 18 points, and that was before Pat Beverly got there. I love that he saved the season for Chicago. That's his hometown, which I think is impactful. If he manages to win a first-round series, you saw what he did with the Timberwolves when they won a play-in game. Just imagine what he will do if he wins a playoff series. And that, to me, is good for the NBA. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Check back Friday. Do not forget to peep the feed. I think we have some interviews that we're going to post throughout the week, bonus episodes that are going to drop unexpectedly. Follow the Heat Check. We are almost to the playoffs. I am going to Sacramento. So download, subscribe, tell your friends, every single one of them. Follow us on This Heat Check and Trista Crick on TikTok, because the Heat Check never sleeps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.